Golden Minimit. It's quite the man. I know. Waiting for you. This can be. That's your beauty.
Huge mess.
It might be hiding down there.
No, when they were all roaches and just laying there.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
And I know I'll check out Peter's coming.
I'm gonna check it out. Like, you know. Well, anyway. An ugly looking spud.
I know.
But.
Look at that spike.
Okay. Maybe he'll kill some of the bugs.
Yeah. Whoa. That's a big old melon.
Yeah. I'm going to let that spider do his business. He'll probably chase off the things I don't like anyway. Okay. Let's do that walking. Oh, one of those spiny trees is coming up. Oh, that one, yeah. I got stuff to kill him. I just like, yeah, interesting. It's like, yeah, you're learning. Stop somebody from doing something. I don't think they live in there. Because it doesn't look like we've ever opened up the door. But, whatever. Everybody's got their stuff. Yeah.
Further on down Fourth Street, there's another bike.
She's inspirational. Watching a, well, a video was going while I was doing something early this morning about the places with cheap land to buy, and it poked around the normal places. Southern Colorado. And then it got to Luna County, New Mexico, which is Deming, right? And I happened to look up, and there were pictures of Tucumcari. And a picture of the old Westerner drive-in. And of course, he was chattering on about how horrible and desolate southern New Mexico is. And then he had a picture of our wind turbine. And I went, I had to send him a thing that says, dude, says you are using the wrong, I said, this is not Luna County, that's Clay County. I said, and our land is not particularly cheap. It's not horrible, but it's not cheap at all. Anyway, so I did it more in that whole section. It wasn't just they took a couple of random shots and it, the whole section, it was Tucumcari. No. Oh no. I don't know. I just think he's never been there, and he never took any pictures, and he didn't even bother to steal other people's pictures. He had been through here, and he just let this represent that. I said, Deming's about 300 miles away from us. I said, yeah. Because I think his description of Deming was apt. I think it was accurate, but it was just that he didn't take pictures of, you know, he even had video. The whirligig was going. And you could see it was a shot kind of across one of the old dessert gas stations on the boulevard. It's going up to our wind turbine, and you're going, oh, dude. So yeah, I put that in the comments. Said, you might want to actually have shots of the place you're talking about, as opposed to some place that's a long way away. I said, I think you can talk about Boston and show pictures of Toronto all you want to. I think they're about the same distance. It's pretty big. Yeah. But you can see good. Sorry, Matt.
You're kind of in a bowl too, huh?
Yes. Bit of a valley. That's why Tucumcari Lake is where it is. It's just the lowest point. Of course, they did such an excellent job of making sure the water didn't flow to it anymore that now the water doesn't flow to it anymore. It's got to make the hotels on that end of town happy, because they used to have bug problems. Remember, that was always the complaint at the Super 8, was people going, "There's bugs in that room." And it's like, yeah, you're right next to a swamp. "Oh, I don't like that." So, okay. I want my money back. Of course, we do it at midnight. I always thought it was interesting that there used to be pretty modern hotels out there, motels out there, and they just flattened one of them, and it's like, wow. I figure you could have just sold it off to somebody and they would have done it. Well, they said, well, we didn't want the competition, because we were going to come over here and build one over here at this exit. We found out that was the better exit. Yeah, away from the bugs too. But now they kind of solved the bug problem. But now there's the wildlife management area that's over there. There's no wildlife there anymore. It was all there because of the water. So I was like, okay, well, there it is. You know, things change. He decided to do stuff. It's I don't know. I remember old Fred Kernett was one of the guys that helped design the water diversion, so it wasn't so likely to go into it. And they did a good job. It doesn't happen. Of course, now I don't know where that water goes. For all I know, it just backs up in a bunch of people's backyard somewhere. But I imagine it's in a part of town where they go, okay. Or they had it dump into somebody's field, and they're like, thank you. Now I can grow hay. This is awesome. It's like the guy that's always been at the far side of the wastewater treatment plant. You know? Back in the old days, the quote, wastewater treatment plant was nothing. It just dumped out onto somebody's field. And he liked it. Not only was it growing stuff and it was naturalized, but they paid him, you know, to be kind of the Celeste thing. I think he got kind of pissed he didn't get pissed off, because I think even when they did finally build the wastewater treatment plant and the water actually gets treated and dealt with, he still gets paid just like he did before, you know. I think that was part of the deal, was that, no, the payments will continue. I don't care. You're going to keep paying. And you're going, yeah. Like, the guy who sold this land to the schools, it's like, what'd you do that for? Why didn't you just lease it? Then you could have had that income perpetually. But I guess these guys are pretty smart. They probably know what they're doing. He wanted to take all of his money while he could. He probably didn't even live here anymore. Just a whole bunch of, I got a whole bunch of property in Tucumcari. Most of it's just junk. It'll never amount to anything. I barely just pay taxes on it to keep the state from seizing it. Every fourth or fifth year, I throw a little money at it so they can't say I didn't make a payment. Or whatever, you know. I guess after a while, that's what happens when you get into the business of land speculation. It ends up being kind of a strange animal. You have a lot of worthless stuff, but the occasional sale of something makes up for all the worthless stuff. You can pay the taxes and still realize quite a bit of profit. Decade to decade. It's one of those, I don't know if they ever intended for it to be long-term investments. It just turned out that way. It is. It's like, so what are you going to do? And you go, well, I'd try to sell it, but the problem always was, how do you market it? And they don't want to pay any money for the marketing of it. I mean, zero. Been kind of tempting to try to create some kind of internet marketing website and see if you can get these people to list it for, you know, $1 a month. If there's 100 of them, you know, there's $100 a month. That's pretty good. That'd pay at least for the internet connection, if not a little bit more. Of course, you'd have to be able to realize some return on it. And you would have to pay to try to get it, you know, listed prominently in places. And it's always interesting to go back and look in the history, you know, like back in the knots and the teens, 19, those, and see all the wild marketing for all this stuff that were going to be along railroads. Chicken Curry being one of them, you know. And it's just speculation. You know, Homestead Act stuff. Guys file on 160 acres. This town was founded, I don't know if it was by three or four guys, who did 160 acre claims on where they thought the railroad was going to come through. And for all we know, there were dozens of people in the area who said, yeah, this is where it's going to be. And they filed claims, and some of those claims were just, you know, ended up being nothing. Didn't really make it. Raglan was a classic example of that. The guy that claimed on that, he wasn't local at all. He was some guy, his family stayed in Florida. I think that's where he was. He might have been from Florida. And, you know, he was just a land speculator. And he created Raglan. He bought the 160 acres. At the end of the trail, that was nothing but a dirt road at the time. And the speculation that it was going to be something worth having. And he did pretty good, you know. He actually ran the store and the whole thing. Got some people to buy stuff there. You know, when we went up on that high thing, those were old places that he had sold to people to buy houses. You know, they all had to have cisterns. And then, yeah, he just shuttered it up, and eventually it sold to another person and to another person. I don't know exactly why they buy it. The last guy who bought it was because he knew that Plateau was going to put up a tower there. So he went early and bought up the land they were going to put the tower on, knowing that he could charge them rent for the tower they were going to put up and all that. And so, yeah, he's getting some money out of that, more than what he paid for the land. And you're going, yeah, that's kind of how it works. This is now, at any point, they may choose to just say, ah, screw that. Like the AT&T Plateau, as soon as they put that up, sold all their wireless assets to AT&T. And now the big question is AT&T really interested in having a cell tower that services the needs of about 30 families total. And you're going, I don't think AT&T will see a deep need to do that, although it may be part of their sale agreement that they were going to maintain the system for so many years, right? Before they could. So that guy will have a little bit of money for a little while, but then he'll have a tower. I don't know how much use it's going to be. It services nobody. Amateur radio operator could be fun, but yeah. The city's got this tower. That's city property. Yeah. Even if they're not even ranching anymore. With the hopes that they'll put up a bunch of wind turbines. You know, that's big money. The lease of the land to be able to have those things. So, that's a heck of a deal. And you're going, yeah. And you're going, so are these ranchers? And he goes, some of them are. He says, but most of them are land speculators that just decided to run cattle as well. That's why you get this thing where, like Moyes, over in by Santa Rosa, you see their signs all over the place. And they do cattle, but the name of the company is the Moyes Land Company, because that's what they are. They're at least being honest. Any ranching that goes on there is a complete sideline. And these guys are just kind of sitting on their land like hens, saying someday this is going to be worth something to somebody. You know, a lot of them hold on to it because there's actually oil and natural gas under here. It's just never been interesting to start doing anything out here. But it's all there. You know, when people say, we're going to run out of oil, and you go, no, we're not. That's just silliness. So we got oil galore. Oh, but it's polluting. And you go, dude, it's not half as polluting as you say it is. And we've gotten so weird about it that we've gotten really efficient engines that really burn it well. To the point to where there's really not a lot of crap from it. Oh. So yeah, like that. Says the biggest problem in this world is congestion, which you guys aren't doing anything about. Socialists love congestion. because that's really the only way that they can survive, is to have a lot of very dependent and needy people crunched into a small space. Yes, they really need that, because that's what empowers them. Living out in the middle of nowhere, you can't hardly get people to be socialistic. They're just not going to do it. They don't have to be. That's why you get some of these weird rules, like, you know, to have a permit to grow a garden in some places, or they've just outlawed it completely. You know, and come up with some weird rationale, which makes no sense. And you're going, the only reason why they're doing that is because they don't want you to have any independence. You are there to be a consumer. And, you know, people are scared to death at times China's going to take over the world. And you go, don't fret. Wait 40 years. China's going to be desolate in 40 years. Fast. They're not going to welcome in other groups. They don't like them. You know, when they go, why don't you guys invite the Filipinos into your country as a slave class? And they go, no, we hate them. We hate them. They're subhuman. You go, okay. So you guys are going to be living in empty cities. And all of your kids are going to themselves trying to escape. And that's going to be the great legacy, is that China's got such a pride issue. That, yeah, they're not going to let their children escape. It's going to be worse than the old Soviet Union. For you're stuck there and they won't let you out. And so you go, do you have to worry about China? And you go, this isn't, yeah, you know. I said, it's already on the decline. Now, they're not going to tell you that. They're going to say how amazing it is. And you go, yeah, I said, maybe the world will decide to open it up as a national park, a heritage site. And we'll all go there and see all the beauty that's left, because, you know, you guys kind of died. You guys do not comprehend the absolute ruling power of population. If you're not doing replacement, you're dying. America only continues to grow because of immigration. You go, well, they're robbing us of our character. And you go, we rob ourselves of our character. We're not reproducing. Our culture's doomed, just like China's is. Oh no, the church, yeah, Mormons are fine. As long as they don't start getting into the stuff. And the great part is, it isn't a white thing, it isn't a Utah thing, although you'd swear it was. No, the church will go on fine. Because it's not tied to a culture or a stupid belief set. United States of America says it's a wonderful concept. Man, hang on to those founding documents. Those things are old. He said, but yeah, the actual people who live here? Toast. Absolute toast. Decadent. Says everything the Muslims say about us is correct. We are why people become Muslims beyond just, you know, I better become one or they're going to kill me. I said, they actually have some stuff right. And yeah. Homosexuality, sodomy, sorry, let's just call it what it is. Quit calling it the other thing. Sodomy, don't have a word for it. Sexual mutilation. I guess we can call it gender confusion, but that really doesn't say much about it. Trying to be what you're not. All these things contribute to the fact that we're weak. I wrote an essay about this almost 5 years ago. I need to go and put it out again and say, it's still true, still holds true. We are growing weak. And the fact that we're behaving the way we are in the face of stuff indicates our cultural weakness. Is China going to be able to do something horrible to us? This is I still have my bets on the Middle East. Is going to do more of a number to us than China will. Because China's dying. The Middle East is not. And why is the Middle East going to win? Because they're religious. There is a philosophy and a mindset that drives them culturally. When you cast that aside, you start losing. And it's just a question of when do you become so weak that somebody else can just walk in. People say, we're going to be conquered. And you go, no, we are going to shrivel up and somebody else is just going to possess the land. It isn't that, you know, we're crushed or anything. There was some great war and we lost it. And you go, we won't be able to put up an adequate defense. The only thing that saves us now is our technology. As soon as we throw that aside, there's almost nothing to it. It's like, you know what? Europe is changing. Was there a war fought? Did somebody even stop it from happening? No. You know, is Europe being invaded by Africa? And you go, in some ways, yes. In other ways, it's an invitation because they've already seen the writing on the wall. They're old, they've got pension plans they want to keep up, and they've got to have young people. And although it would be very nice to acculturate these people to, well, I'm Swedish now, I know I don't look Swedish, but I am Swedish, that's not really happening. But they're still coming. You know, because people say, well, I haven't heard it in the news. They go, only because the news is so focused on other things.
I feel like you're flowing and flowing and flowing.
I apologize. I'm not a quick person. Sorry. It's just not my nature. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think more than I talk. I certainly talk more than walk. But yeah. So, you know, the big question is going to be, is China going to be able to do something? They're really trying. Those guys really have an agenda running that they really want to kind of take over the world. They want to be the superpower. They want to be the great actor that everybody else has to react to. We're getting close. And so that's why we're seen as an enemy. Not because they want to conquer us. They want to come and take over our, you know, take over our government or anything. I don't think they want to fight a war. I think they just want to have to kind of live with. Oh, I don't know. I don't think it will ever be crushed. I think it will be seriously curtailed, freedom. Like I said, you know, if China gets what it wants, now Trump is, yet again, I said, I know Trump is a crude and disgusting human being. I said, I think he's being, he's got a good heart, and he's trying to do good things, and I think almost everybody else has been bought off, and so they don't have to keep their people from rioting. They don't have to provide really wonderful basic services. They don't have to do any of that. They don't even have to field a decent army or a decent navy. They don't have to do any of that. Because they can buy loyalty from key people, and that's, you know, the No Agenda guys have been talking about that for years. And they said, yeah, it's happening. And you go, yep, it is. And the whole point is, at what point do they run out of money to do that? And you go, I don't know. Are they going to have really done a number to us before we do something? He says, I don't even know if we'll ever do something, because we don't tend to attack countries that we trade with. And that's what's got us over a barrel when it comes to China. And that's why, like, Trump's doing the right thing. We're cutting off ties. We don't want to trade with China anymore. Number one, it cuts off China's ability to influence us with their money. That's really the last thing we have. Like I said, we are a nation of salesmen. You know, we don't make stuff too much anymore. We sell it. We are the ultimate middleman. The only problem is, if you don't have a good supply chain, which is China right now, we're trying to get India going, but India is not China. China says, we're going to ramp up production on this, and this, and it happens. You know, because their people are very conditioned just to go and do what they're told. Indians aren't like that. They aren't conditioned that way. Very different culture. And they don't behave like that. They're very much like young America was. I'm sorry. I guess you can get behind me and be safe. I love you. This guy's driving like there's a minefield out here. So yeah, It's just a question of time. China's pushing it hard and rushing it. Because it's true. Those guys are fighting against the fact that they're getting older. And all these people, they kind of promise them, you know, the whole thing about socialism is at some point you get a pension out of it, right? Other people will continue doing the slave labor, and you get to sit in a park and, I don't know, wave your hands like this, you know? Sure, yeah, something. Yeah, heck, I was doing that way back there, but Mom didn't like it. not consciously, of course. Anyway, yeah, it's an interesting thing to see. The Middle East is going to compose the army that's going to be this, you know, there's prophecy about that one. You know, that they're just going to be a bunch of Middle Easterners running things, and they'll all be Muslims. Converting to Islam is an extremely prudent thing to do. It's really prudent. They are the next rising power. China's dying because it was all about economics for them. Muslims are all about devotion. And that's powerful. That's more powerful than economics is. And I think that's what Islam was always created to do. I think from its very founding. It was there to conquer the world. I don't think it has any particular interest in, you know, a larger sense of salvation and stuff like that. You know, Allah will make you powerful and let you conquer your enemies if you give his devotion to you. It probably has more in common with the Ori than anything else. And we're an interesting offshoot. Christianity was only as dominant as it was because of Western civilization. Mostly the dregs of the Roman Empire. Oh, and we're seeing, it's dying. Oh. Oh. I don't know. I kind of like the smell of Clorox over some of the other smells that come out of our kitchen. Not when you're cooking, but, you know, you'll just be sitting there and it's like, there's something in that stove that is dead and rotting. I don't know what, but from underneath and died under there. I'm still falling apart and waiting for it to finally dry out and stop smelling bad. That's what I'm doing. 7:28. 7:32, depending on what you're looking at. I trust the 28. Oh, Lee?
What? Yeah,
I see where your kids get it from.
Oh, no, I put it up there on purpose.
Oh, no. Well, I'm not saying they don't either.
No, but theirs are usually just trash, and mine actually has stuff in it when it's empty.
Yes, ma'am.
But it's been sitting there for 3 days, and I haven't touched it.
I love you. I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I apologize if comes across that way. Not my intention so much. Just to say, oh, look at this. Oh. I'm guessing that since we had quite involved breakfast yesterday, that it's kind of fend for yourself breakfast today. You're gonna make what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay. I put the pine stuff
in it. Ah. All right. Well, then I will be patient. Thank you, Lee, for everything you do. You're marvelous. You take such good care of us. Look at that fruit, Lee. Yeah, I know. It's odd. It's bizarro fruit, but it's fruit nonetheless. Even Shayna at her heart is a good person.
Yeah.
None of our kids are evil. Yeah. I'm grateful for that. Oh, they may think nothing of us, but hey. What do you want, huh? Not every family can be an ensign family. All right. Well. Turn this off. Ha ha ha.